We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spanky's Corner.
A podcast!
Hi, Isabella.
Hi, is this a good height for my face?
I would say so.
Yeah.
Okay,
we got
cool.
A good level, so I think we're good.
Awesome.
Welcome. What are you drinking?
Juice. I'm drinking some juice. It's called Organic Superfruit Greens. It's got orange, mango, pineapple, cucumber, spinach, romaine, kale.
That looks healthy.
You should be glowing after that then.
No kidding.
Considering the night I've had, I probably need it.
What happened?
Just craziness.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it did involve like playing volleyball on the beach. Fun fact,
it's 40 degrees here.
Volleyball.
Oh, you weren't here.
Oh, no, I flew in last night from LA.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a morning flight, so I wasn't even prepared mentally. And my mom goes, oh, yeah, we're leaving like in an hour. And I'm like, oh cute. Okay. Love that for me.
And now a couple hours later, here you are in Chicago where it is much colder, probably half the degrees.
Was not expecting that. And I just threw some clothes into my suitcase and it hope that it would be okay. And I'm okay. I think I'm okay. This jacket's keeping me warm.
You look like you're pretty well put together for somebody that just went all willy-nilly and threw stuff into a suitcase.
It's not my first rodeo.
You know?
Been working since I was like post-fetus, so.
Wow. Look at that.
All right. So let's talk about your Instagram. I saw Instagram not even an hour ago or two hours ago.
Yeah. Just changed my name. Just decided, you know, woke up this morning. I was like, flight was kind of gnarly. I'm going to change my last name.
Right, because everybody that already knows you as Monair.
Yes.
Now, we're set.
Yes. I just wanted to pull like a Snoop Dogg. No, I really, honestly, I changed my last name because I've never really felt that connected to the last name Monair. And I don't know how to describe it. I have this really special relationship with my grandmother, whom I've never even met before. She died when my mom was 15. I have all these theories as to how and why she died. But the truth is, she was like, I look just like her. And I cut my hair once really short. And there's a picture of her like from her ID. And we look like twins. And we've gone through so much shit as like a family, and we had a fire in our house, and we like should have probably, you know, died a few times, but because I think that we have a guardian angel that is my grandmother, we've been fine. So like, it's more of like out of respect to her than it is, oh, I just felt like changing my last name because I wanted to make a new headline, you know, like, no, it's sincerely just kind of like my music is something that it's new to me. I'm a new artist, and I've never really released music that I've written 100%.
So you kind of have that window to do that right now.
Yeah,
it's like exactly. When you start a job and you have like 90 days before the insurance kicks in.
Yeah,
exactly.
So you've just entered the P. Diddy phase of your career.
Yeah.
You've gone from Puff Daddy to P. Diddy.
Hopefully I'm not exactly changing it many more times. It's really a complicated process,
I tell you. Yeah.
It's not something that you can just... Hey, I feel like doing this, you know, so.
Was it a legal change or like just a stage name change?
No, just a stage name change.
Okay.
Yeah, but even that alone, like I have to make sure that my old Instagram username is like blocked from anybody so nobody can take it.
Oh, right.
It's like weird
because
then they can steal your identity or something online. And it's a weird thing. I didn't even know that much went into this.
So I didn't even think about that.
Yeah. I mean, how many people follow you on Instagram?
Oh, I don't really have my phone on me, but last time I checked, it was like 2 million.
2 million. So yeah, people would actually jump on that and try and pretend like they were you.
For sure. And then like, if she loses the verification, they could easily pick it back up and just be like, hey, something happened. And then have all this power.
I can't imagine. Yeah. Speaking of power, I can't even imagine sending out anything on Instagram and seeing, having 4 million eyeballs looking at what you just sent.
It's interesting. I get a lot of interesting comments. Like, I sometimes, as an artist and a public figure, you really do have to check your comments. It's weird. It's like you have to understand the response. Like when you put out a single, you have to know what people think of the single. You have to communicate with your fans even to let them know that like you acknowledge their existence. And the thing is, it's like hard sometimes because people can be so dumb. some of the comments are ridiculous. Like somebody asked on the comments of the new post that I put, they were like, so how do you say this? I think it's really weird that you changed your name. How do you say this? I'm like, so what happens is you read it and then you say how you think it would be pronounced. I just said,
ta-da.
Ta-da. You've Englished.
You've Englished. We're going to start adding that into the vernacular.
Oh, you've Englished?
You've Englished.
I like that.
It's going to be a thing.
We should make like words we've learned from our guests or like phrases we've learned from our guest. And you've like Englished, that. I think could.
That could be at the very tip top. That could be at the pinnacle.
I am so flattered.
Well, a lot happening today for you.
Yeah. Well, it's not every day though. We have an artist that comes in that changed their name that day. So this is a big moment for us.
Thank you.
So you're a new artist. Well, those are your words, but you've been doing the whole performing thing since when? The womb?
Since the womb. Honestly, like from day one, when I first lied about like not sleeping over my friend's house, I became a performer.
Your mom's in here. Be careful.
Wait, so what? How did that happen?
No, I just snuck out.
Does your mom know the story?
Yeah, well, okay. Now I'm 18, so she can't ground me. she can just give me really, really condescending looks and it'll be fine.
Which she's kind of doing now.
No, I kind of like, so what happened was I was, my dad didn't want us to have cable growing up. And ironically, now I'm an actress. So, it was all rebellion to that fact that we never had cable. No, I have to stop being so sarcastic.
We like it.
No, we're here for all of this. Yeah, believe me.
So basically, I was forced to go to the library to get, you know, my free entertainment of movies and stuff. Or I would sneak over to my friend's house and watch cable and tell my mom that I was somewhere else.
Yeah.
And we weren't like Amish or anything. He just wanted us to grow up outside.
You were Amish-ish.
Amish-ish, yes. The new Blackish series. Amish-ish.
Amish-ish.
I pretty much found like the movie section there. And I thought that like the black and white movies that I found that were Shirley Temple, Judy Garland, like they starred them. I thought that they had just come out because I was like 6 years old. So I would tell my friends, I'd be like, oh my God, my new favorite movie, Shirley Temple and Baby Wars, or like Judy Garland and Wizard of Oz. And because of Wizard of Oz, I thought that black and white was a choice. Like that the fact that they didn't have color in the movies. So I thought that like they chose to do that. It was like
their artistic expression.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I thought that the movies had just come out.
Now, what city were you in?
I was in Cleveland.
Cleveland,
Ohio.
Where all big Broadway stars get their break.
Honestly, yeah. And it was because of that that I kind of got into it. But musical theater was kind of my first introduction to performing. I did The Wizard of Oz.
Ironically.
You know, ironically, yeah. It was my favorite movie. It was the first thing I did. Honestly, the story could be told in 20 seconds or in 5 hours. It just depends on how much detail you want. But long story short, it was really the only thing that I had that I felt like I belonged in, I guess. Like, I feel like a lot of artist stories start off that way, is that it's just the one place that they feel as though they're not like an outcast. So I kind of just kind of fully immersed myself in that. I did like 30 musicals, 30 plays.
Good Lord.
I did so much, and I was always doing that. That was my sports after school. That was what I did. And hopefully I can go back to, you know, performing on Broadway or, you know, one day, and that'd be great. But yeah, for now, whenever people ask me, do you like acting or singing, well, I just say both, because that's kind of where I started, is doing both at the same time.
The only thing I can think of when you say you did all those musicals are, my God, all those lines that you had to remember.
Yeah.
I can barely remember five things on this piece of paper that we have to read on the radio, and you are memorizing 30 musicals.
Yeah, it's weird. It's weird what my brain chooses to remember and chooses to forget. it's bad, actually, sometimes. No, but... what was I going to say? Oh, well, I'm just talking.
Well, what age were you when you first went to Broadway?
I booked Evita when I was 9 and I turned 10 when we started like rehearsals.
How do you start booking stuff like that? Like as a kid, like how do you find that?
Yeah. So the leap from Cleveland to New York was always like, people were like, how did you do it? It wasn't easy. Like both my parents were terrified. But the thing is my community was so supportive and they really believed in me. And if it weren't for my community and the people who surrounded me, I really wouldn't be here because they were the ones who really pushed my parents and pushed me to like go out there and meet with this, like, first of all, I was like a manager and then a vocal coach just to see, he could assess me and see like, oh, you have what it takes to make it, you know, like those stories. But I met with him and he was like, I'm surprised that you haven't come here earlier. Like you should be doing this. And so that really was kind of what reassured my mom that I was where I should be.
That's crazy. So you're doing Broadway at that age and then it morphs into movies.
So I can tell you so many stories. Basically, when you hit a certain height on Broadway and you're a kid, you can't do any more Broadway shows. It's 4'11", I think, is the height.
Seriously?
Because actors, the ones who play adults, are so short sometimes that the kids have to be even shorter for the audience to know that they're kids.
Oh, that's height shaming.
That makes sense,
height shamers.
That makes sense, though, to like look like visibly like mom. It's like The Sims, like where they have to look.
It's weird, though. Yes. It's like you're treating, you know, these kids like it's so weird. And so I would see some moms like giving their kids like Red Bull and like coffee.
My God, to stunt it?
Coffee on purpose to stunt it. Yeah. It was a real thing. Whoa. It's a real thing. All those stories you hear, like, I honestly think they shouldn't have made Dance Moms because Stage Moms would have just blown them out of the water. Because Stage Moms is a crazy concept.
That is crazy. What is this craziest thing you've seen a stage mom do?
Try to convince a child that they were not like good enough to perform that night so that their kid could perform.
Oh my God, it's like Tonya Harding.
It's like, oh yeah, God, they like bullied them. They like kind of were like, oh, I don't think you're feeling good. Like, I don't think you should go on. Like, you should tell your mom or something like that.
Ruthless.
Like, yeah. Oh my God, it was crazy.
I love this and tea right now.
There's so much tea. So basically I grew out of it because the only growth spurt I had, and I, first of all, I was 11 and I got to this height and I stayed this way for the rest of my life. The only growth spurt I had really, you know, moved me out of Broadway. And then my agent was like, well, now to go to TV. You know, you got to go to TV now if you want to keep doing this. So I was like, yeah. Hell yeah. I was so nervous though, because being a Broadway kid, no one thinks you're going to be able to go to TV or movies.
And you did it.
I did it. And then I did it. And then I did Nickelodeon. No one thinks you're going to be able to go from Nickelodeon to movies and real, you know, career stuff. They think you have to like get half naked to do it. But I mean, I'm here now. So I think it just goes to show that like with the right people around you and like just block out that noise, you know, you're good. Like you'll be fine.
Good job, mom.
Yeah.
She did well.
She's a trooper. Surprise.
Here's your mom.
Honestly.
So now what was the transition then going into music? So you're doing, you know, you did Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
And now it's like, all right, now you're part of probably the biggest record label out there. Shout out to Universal Republic.
Yeah, shout out awesome. Republic. They're amazing.
So how do you make that transition?
So basically I'm still doing movies. Like I'm going in November to shoot, a new Netflix movie. It's going to be amazing. Like it's a great opportunity.
That is really exciting. Cause I feel like Netflix now is like, you know, if it's going to be on Netflix, like you're good.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like we're like, let's see how it does though. Because once it's on Netflix, it's there.
Yeah, exactly. And everyone loves to, you know, sit on the couch and watch Netflix. But
well, I mean, it's not like getting lost in a video store. Like I think that's such a difference now.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of content on there too.
Yeah.
Pretty much, I'm going to be working so much. Like, every time I get off set, or every weekend, every time that I have, like, a break, I'll be flying to LA and doing some promo for my single and then getting the EP together, really. I'm just fitting in as much as I can. But it's great because without work, I would be so lost and bored and just, I would probably go crazy.
So, are you living in LA now?
I'm living in LA. I just moved, like, two months ago, a month and a half ago.
Oh, wow. From New York?
From Cleveland.
Oh, from Cleveland.
Yeah. So we never moved to LA.
Wait, you were doing
New York.
All this from Cleveland?
I did all this from Cleveland up until 2 months ago.
That's crazy.
Honey, I know.
No, that's good to hear because you got where you were without, you know, because they'll always say like you have to move to either two to make it, but you made it from Cleveland. That's great.
Well, I mean, I have two brothers and a dad back in Cleveland. So it was about keeping the family together, really. Like, I just thought the concept of just dropping everything before I'm 18 and moving was a little crazy, in my opinion. So I just kind of stuck it out. I mean, I graduated when I was 15. I
Graduated high school from when you were 15?
Yeah.
Damn.
I did.
How old were you when you graduated high school?
Let's not talk about it.
How many frequent flyer miles do you have?
More than people would gather in their entire lives.
Yeah. Good
more
for
than
you.
The average person.
Wow. That's incredible. Because I'm thinking back to what I was doing when I was 10.
You know what it is, though? It's being 10 years old and where I am right now. Basically, it's just like knowing what I wanted to do. I was really lucky to just know what I wanted to do right off the bat. And didn't even feel like it was something that I had to choose. It was just kind of like, this is the way it is. And this is what happened. You know, it wasn't I didn't win some contest. I didn't like sell my soul. I just kind of like just wanted to do it. And I remember we were sleeping in this family's home, this like 7-person family's home on a broken air mattress in Brooklyn. And that was and every morning I would like get up and like bring my suitcase of audition clothes and like walk all the way to the bus from Brooklyn and this was before Brooklyn was cool. So it wasn't cute. And
before all the hipster mustachioed bros moved in.
Before the gentrification, yeah. Yes. Yeah. I mean, that was kind of what it was. It was like, if I didn't want it, it wouldn't have happened. I was not rich. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't nepotism. It was just me always wanting it.
When did you know that? I mean, you were doing musicals, so you knew you had musical talent. So at what point did you decide, A, I'm going to go after this? Because the new song, can we get the new song now? Can we pick it up?
Well, it comes out October 25th, but I can play it for you guys when we're...
There's like 10 days. Yeah. 9 days. So.
And then the music video comes out like shortly after that.
So it's coming.
Crazy, yeah.
Do you shoot? You shot the music video already?
Yeah, in Slauson, LA.
Wow.
Awesome.
Have you even had the time to like unpack your stuff since you moved to LA? Because it seems like you got there and you've been so busy.
No, there's boxes everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're all like labeled and ready to be unpacked, but I just haven't.
That's so rough because it's like it's like when you have time to relax, oh, I have to actually like set my house up.
Yeah. Well, then my mom, like she had surgery, so like she couldn't even like get up. So I was like taking care of her for a few weeks. So.
Oh, girl.
It's crazy. It's craziness.
Do you get a break at any point?
Yesterday I got to before the flight and before packing I got to go to the beach. I played volleyball on the beach. It's nice.
But you're still up and playing a sport. Like if I were you, I would just be asleep for like 12 hours.
I have my days where I do nothing, but then I get anxious and I'm like, I have to do something.
Yeah, I feel
then
like
I'm up all night writing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming by. The new song is called Poppy.
Yeah, it's called Poppy, but don't be fooled. It's not like what you think it would be. It's a kind of self-aware version of what you think it would be.
So. Okay.
Is there some Spanish in there?
Yes.
There is.
My whole EP is Spanglish.
Yeah.
Which is insane because Republic Records is an American label. And the fact that they let me write songs that are completely in Spanish is amazing. Like they really trust me and they're just kind of like...
I mean, there's been some big songs in the U.S. here the last couple of years in Spanish, though, too.
Exactly. Yeah, I feel like some artists have really dipped their toes into this bilingual Spanglish kind of route. But this, I'm really, really immersing myself in it. I'm really just committing to it. I wrote the songs that you're going to hear were all written originally in Spanglish. Like nothing was translated afterwards. It was the way that they are.
Well, that'll do really well here in Chicago. There's a really big culture for that.
The thing is, people don't know that there's like such huge populations of mixed kids that like have such identity crises. I will figure it
you
out.
You graduated
we'll
high school at 15. We have no idea.
There's an apostrophe there, but like it feels weird saying it without.
We know what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
And we don't know what the answer is.
Yeah, you're for them.
A Peruvian? Is it half Peruvian?
Half
is that right?
Peruvian, yeah. But
so
I was born here.
Did you grow up, I'm assuming, speaking Spanish at home?
Yeah, it was my first language.
So
yeah.
Spanish is your first language?
Yeah, Spanish is my first language. And when I first started going to school, like everyone where I lived in my area spoke English. And my teachers thought I was slow because they're like, she was born here, but she doesn't speak English or understand it like very well. So they wanted to hold me back a grade. Then I was like, screw you, I'm graduating at 15.
That really is the best way to show that. Holy crap.
All right, so we can get the song on October 25th. 5th.
Yes.
The video comes out shortly thereafter on the YouTubes and the internets and all that stuff.
All of the things.
And we can now find you where on social because it's different now.
Isabella Merced. So that would be I-S-A-B-E-L-A, 1-L because it's special. and then M-E-R-C-E-D. It's going to be weird introducing myself like that from now on, but.
Yeah, I know. I feel like you're, especially because the two last names are pretty similar. Like
they are the same exact like lettering, like same letters, same syllables. Like it's crazy. Like,
well, I know when I got married, my wife changed her name. There's a lot of paperwork, so good luck with that.
Well, yeah, I appreciate like the fact that I'm changing my last name, and not because I'm getting married.
All right, Isabella, thank you so much for coming in and
thanks
spending some time.
Me.
Good luck with the new song. I honestly can't wait to hear it.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I can play it for you guys.
Will
like,
you?
On the side, yeah.
Ooh.
We'll turn the microphones off. That'll be good. Just gotta save it.
Be a good human being and subscribe, rate, review the mess you just heard. Thanks.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.